Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The world has watched as instability in the Middle East, inflamed by a drought that hasn't been this bad in 900 years, has brought on a famine in Syria that is just getting started. The warning bells are already ringing in Ethiopia, where $700 million is in place to feed 10 million people. You will notice that the one thing missing from all this alarming news are the heartbreaking pictures of starving women and children, with the flashing toll-free number pleading for donations. A monitoring system that's been around for more than 30 years called the Famine Early Warning Systems Network, or FUSENET, run by the USAID, is slowly beginning to break the cycle of famine and refugees with more coherent programs to keep people from leaving their homes, after which it may be impossible to help them escape dependence on international food aid. With the alarm bells ringing, should the world be paying even more attention? Chris Hilbrunner is senior advisor at FUSENET, and Dina Esposito is director of the USAID Office of Food for Peace.
What we do is we invite FUSENET into our offices every month and ask them to give us a projection of what global food needs in the most food insecure places in the world will be 6 months in advance. And based on that predictive data, we make determinations about where to ship food assistance and what types of programs to put into place. For example, if we know that a harvest is going to be poor and people will run out of food, we would like to have a program established so that people don't have to sell their livestock, pull their kids out of school to beg on the streets, do things that disrupt the economy and livelihoods of that group. And then as the harvest comes in, we want to be able to provide assistance that will reinforce their ability to buy on their local markets, keep their markets working, and, of course, work with our development colleagues on the development side who have an important role to play in terms of access to health services, access to seeds, and other things that farmers, for example, will need after a drought period.
Chris, what's the science of FUSENET, and how reliable is it?
One of the interesting things about FUSENET is that it brings together a variety of different sectors. FUSENET works with NASA, with NOAA, with USGS, and with USDA. And so they provide a wealth of experience on using satellite imagery, understanding how crops are performing, looking at rainfall. But then all of that information is then combined with information from a number of other sectors. So we have a large markets and trade component. And so essentially what we're trying to do is collect information on a variety of potential shocks, whether those are a rainfall shock or a price shock, and then based on the livelihoods of people in a given area, predict how that shock is going to affect people's ability to access food and income. In a lot of cases, what's needed is more contingency planning, and we're trying to make USAID and our partners aware of what the possible outcomes are, even if we don't know precisely what's going to happen.
So what does FUSENET say about Ethiopia right now?
So Ethiopia is the country where we have estimated the largest current food insecure population in the world. We expect that at least 10 million people are going to need urgent food assistance this year. And that's above and beyond about 8 million people that are on the Ethiopian government safety net program.
So how do you go in then, Dina, and begin to warn people of what's likely to happen and get them over the questions of pride and, you must be talking about someone else that might inhibit your ability to comprehensively address this for the largest population?
Well, Ethiopia has historically been famine-prone, and they have had just in the last few years some consecutive poor rainy seasons and poor harvests. And I think it's in some ways a slow onset emergency, meaning people can see it and feel it coming. We began shipping extra food assistance as early as last March when FUSENET predicted that we would be having rough seas there this year. And we have already sent more food to Ethiopia for the humanitarian response this year than we did for all of last year, some 447,000 tons of food, enough to support 4.5 million people for 7 months. But we're also using our development programs to help redistribute seed to farmers who've lost their harvests, to improve access to water in drought-prone areas.
But do donors need to see dreadful pictures to really respond?
Well, certainly the United States government doesn't need to see the photos. If you have the photos, you're too late. I think other donors are often well aware. It is a matter of resources. How many different emergencies can one respond to, and where do you prioritize? I think when you look at the conflict in Syria, the conflict in South Sudan, the magnitude of the El Nino-induced droughts in southern Africa, as well as East Africa and parts of Central America, as well as Haiti, you begin to see that the needs are far more than what the global international community has to respond.
Is this a collaboration, Chris, or is this more you're the bell on the wall and they're the firemen there at USAID?
I like to think of it as a collaboration. I've been on the project now for about 8 years, and I think a lot of our ability to improve the early warning analysis that we've done has relied on a dialogue between USAID and FuseNet.
How has that dialogue and collaboration deepened, Dina?
Well, I think there are some different dimensions here. One is just the fact that because we're able to track the recurrent level of acute crises year on year, the way FuseNet does, USAID has made some strategically different choices in the last decade. We've said, look, we know based on early warning and repetitive responses to these humanitarian crises in many of the same places that we need to invest development resources in areas that aren't necessarily the highest return on investment, but where you're going to have acute loss of life and acute economic loss if we don't establish pre-existing systems. And so what you've seen is development and monies moving into some of these famine-prone areas. That's a major shift for the USAID and indeed for the rest of the world. This collaboration with FuseNet, I think, has in part revealed why it is in such a compelling terms that we need to focus on these areas. So that's one example. Another is that we are able to pre-position food all over the world based on some of the data that FuseNet gives us. So it is indeed a very close collaboration.
That was Chris Hilbrunner, Senior Advisor at FuseNet, the Famine Early Warning Systems Network, and Dina Esposito, Director of the USAID Office of Food for Peace.